I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John is on the phone with us right now. He wants us to call a girl named Denise today because she's not calling him back after they went out. He met her at the club. They went out for a date. He says part of the reason he thinks he's not getting a call back is because at a certain point during their date when the bill came, he complained about it because he thought it was still happy hour when happy hour had ended. So much so that the manager had to come over and they discussed the bill, and he thinks that that was a major turnoff because it got weird after that point. All right, John, before we call Denise and you apologize to her for that incident and see if you can get a second date, I think it'd be a good idea, actually, if I call the bar that you went to as well so that I can apologize to them for your behavior. Would you like me to do that too?
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
Let's just say sorry to everybody that was involved in your horrible date, John.
Yeah. No, please. Let's call everyone.
Okay.
Were you humiliated when the manager came over to talk to you?
Of course, because it was at the end of the date. It was horrible. I just wish that I hadn't even said it.
Yeah. That's when you look at it and you're like, all right, whatever. It's like 25, 50 bucks more than I was planning on spending. I might as well just suck it up.
You know?
All right. Well, I'm going to dial the phone number right now, get her on the phone, and get your second date update, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Can I speak to Denise, please?
This is she.
Hey, Denise, how are you? This is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning.
Okay.
What's going on? I'm calling you because we recently got an email about you from somebody who listens to our show.
I'm sorry. What's going on here? I don't understand.
It's a segment we do on our show called The Second Date Update.
Okay.
John asked us to give you a call and find out what went wrong on your date, because I guess he's tried to get a hold of you a few times and you won't call him back.
Okay.
I'll tell you what John told us, because we talked to him, and he says he thinks that you're not calling him back because of a moment at the end of your date when he complained about the bill and, like, the manager had to come over, and he says he felt really stupid after that point.
Oh, now he lost me before that.
Whoa.
What did he do before that?
I mean, God, I don't know if I want to talk about this.
Was it where he asked if you wanted to go back to his place and you said no?
He told you a lot about our date, apparently.
He did. He told us all about it because he's really curious what he did wrong and why you don't want to go out with him again.
I wouldn't blame you if you didn't want to go out with him. I'd feel like an hour into the date and he's asking to go back to his apartment, it sounds like a booty call almost.
I mean, I didn't even want to be there after the first 15 seconds of talking to him.
What?
You didn't like him that?
Whoa.
Like that soon into the date?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense to me because you hung out with him for an hour or so still and had drinks with the guy. If you didn't want to be there at all, why didn't you leave earlier?
I don't know. I guess I felt kind of stuck. Like, I needed to keep going through with it.
So you were looking forward to it, and then 15 seconds into the date, he turned you off.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So I walked into the restaurant, and I had butterflies because I was excited to see him again. And he was already there. He had a table for us, and he had pulled out the chair for me. He told me I looked beautiful. He kissed me on the cheek.
Oh,
what
that
a
monster.
Jerk. I know.
Gosh.
Jeez.
Wait. So we sit down, and I asked him, I was like, hey, you know, how's it going? How have you been? And he answered, oh, God. He says, this is going to sound bad, but I forgot your name.
Oh, that's the worst. What are you doing?
How did he not know your name?
I mean, I don't know. We talked for like an hour, and I laughed. I thought he was kidding.
Yeah.
But he wasn't joking?
No. He says, no, I'm serious. And he said, look how I saved you in my phone, and he showed showed me his phone, and he had saved me in his phone as hot girl from the club.
I have done that before, too.
I currently do that.
Yeah, and you'll be like texting somebody like, I have no idea what her name is. I hope she says it at some point.
I mean, I don't know any girl that wants to be known as the hot girl from the club.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think it's that bad of an insult. I mean.
Yeah, but if the guy's sitting down with you on a date and then has to go, hey, I know we've been talking back and forth, planning this whole date, but I don't know your name at all.
It means he doesn't care about your name.
Or he was wasted.
So what did you say to him after you found out he didn't know your name?
I don't know. I kind of felt a little, like, caught off guard. It's like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I'm Denise. I didn't know how to respond. I wanted him to be mad.
Were you just, like, disappointed because you really had this crush on this guy and then he didn't even have enough energy to put into knowing your name?
Yeah, I was really looking forward to this date, and then that's how it starts. And from then on, I was like, well, I guess I'll just order a bunch of drinks and have him pay for it.
Yeah. Smart girl.
Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
She didn't care about the bill.
Can you put the tab under Denise, please? Name Denise in all caps. Wouldn't you like to just tell him, though, like, hey, this is why I didn't call you back, was because you didn't know my name. Maybe in the future you should know somebody's name before you got with them.
I mean, I just figured maybe that's something he should know, but...
The good thing is he knows it now because he's actually on the other line listening.
What?
Yeah.
Denise, I couldn't hear you at the club. It was really loud. That's why I didn't... I'm so sorry. I swear I just couldn't hear you that night, and I was too embarrassed to ask you that night what your name was, and I should have just asked then.
Yeah. When you put me in your phone, ask me my name and put it in your phone.
That is a very good point.
Yeah, you have to do that.
You don't go an entire week and then think it's funny to show me that you've given me the nickname Hot Girl from the club.
Well, I was just trying to be honest and tell you I thought it was kind of funny. I thought you'd take it as a compliment. I put you in as Hot Girl.
I am more than just a freaking hot girl.
What did you want, though, Denise? He's not going to put in very smart, intellectual woman.
He's got
to
get to know you first.
I mean, it's not like it didn't come up in conversation when we were at the club. We told each other our names. And I mean, I am more than just a person with a body. I don't want it means something about him that's all he's thinking about, that he couldn't remember my name from the conversation, but all that he remembered was what my body looked like.
Okay, so that's all I knew at that moment about you. I'm really, really sorry. And if I had the chance to put in a different sort of thing after our date, I swear that I would have put in the most amazing woman I've ever met. Or the beautiful girl who I'm lucky to have gone on a date with.
God.
That's cute. Come on.
Pouring it on a little thick, don't you think, John?
Give him some credit, Denise.
And then you couple that with everything else that happened that night.
Yeah.
Are you?
I guess you're right. A lot of stuff did happen.
Everything else was good.
Everything else was good, John. John, you forgot her name. You yelled at the wait staff about the bill. And then you invited her back to your place an hour into the date. And she said no.
Okay, look, I admit it wasn't like the best date. But that was like incredibly unlucky. The fact that... But I misunderstood what time happy hour was. That's just, like, bad luck. I also heard her name. I just couldn't, like, hear it well enough at the club. That's bad luck. The only one that's actually my fault is asking her too soon to go to my place. That one I take full responsibility for.
Denise, would you like to go out on a second date with John? We'll pay for it.
I don't know.
Come on.
Just give him another shot. Now that he knows your name and he knows not to yell at waiters...
It's me. I mean, it would be really hard for me to start over on this one.
Do you want to give him a shot, though, and see if he can do it?
Yeah.
I promise that you'll get to know the real me, that you'll have a wonderful time. I'll be a total gentleman. I think that you should give me another chance.
And I'm going to pay for the date so he can't complain about the bill. That's my job at this point.
Yeah. We won't even go to happy hour.
This is against my better judgment, but fine.
Yes!
You'll do it. You'll go out with John again.
Yeah.
Awesome, John.
God, I can't believe we're celebrating a response like fine. Yeah.
Congratulations, John. You got a second date.
Thank you, guys. Denise, I promise you will not regret this.
Yep, yes. We'll send you and whatever her name is out again, and you let me know how everything goes, okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.